How to avoid bad financial advice. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I did my first flip back in 2007, 2008, right before the crash happened. And I've been through the ringer over the years. I've made bad investments. I've made really smart investments. And that's what this channel is all about. It's helping you build financial intelligence so that you could live financially free. Maybe you could quit your 9-to-5 job and travel the world with your family if that's what you want to do. So go ahead and subscribe if you're a new subscriber here, or smash that like button and let us know where you're from and tell us a little bit about yourself in the comments below. All right, so on today's show, I want to help you avoid some bad financial advice. So what is bad financial advice? Well, it comes in many forms, but good financial advice can make you financially free. It can make you secure in your family. It can help you build true wealth. You can actually see your life changing and improving as a result of sound financial advice. Bad financial advice, however, makes other people wealthy. And that's a clear indicator of the type of advice you are about to receive. So let me take you back, because this happened to me and I want you to avoid it. A number of years ago, maybe about 12 years ago now, I was, you know, in the television business starting out. I was making some good money at this point, and I was in Philadelphia, and I started to make some good money, but I didn't know what to do with my money. And it's before I really understood real estate investing. It's before I understood everything I know now about how to build wealth. And I sat down with a financial advisor. I had actually met this financial advisor at a local meetup group for young entrepreneurs or something like that in Philadelphia. And she said, you know, I'm happy to help you with your finances, and let's take a look at those numbers. So we sat down together at a Starbucks, started to go through my accounts and started to look at where I was putting my money currently. And she built a plan. And that plan involved investing through her office, in different funds and different things like that, different life insurance policy, et cetera. Well, lo and behold, once I got to analyze things about a year and a half later and actually had some more financial intelligence, I started to realize that she was making a crap ton of money off of my money. Now, she didn't do anything illegal. She was simply running through her financial firm, and she was managing my money. But that's what financial managers do. They make money off of your money. She was making over $20,000 a year off of my money that I didn't realize. And very often, it's difficult to find these fees. Just take a look, for instance, at your 401k plan and actually run it through a calculator. There are a number of online tools that can help you analyze what fees you are paying. And you can see that you're actually paying a ton of things you probably didn't even know that you're paying. So was this her fault? No, but could she have said, hey, I'm going to make $15,000 a year off of your money? She could have said that. She didn't. And guess what? I didn't know any better, and that was my fault. So people don't take advantage of you. You allow people to take advantage of you. And I didn't have the financial intelligence to do the homework and understand that when you are putting your money through some financial advisor's firm, putting it into different stocks and funds and things, they're making a lot of money off of you. But even more than that, and the fact that she was making money off of me, fine. She was providing a service that she thought she was helping me. She was getting funds put in place. Was the fact that she was not wealthy. So this is one of the big points I want you to walk away from today, which is seek your advice from people who are wealthy. Those that are not, like a stockbroker or a real estate broker, I know a lot of real estate brokers who are not wealthy. They don't own any properties. They don't own any rental properties. Stockbrokers who don't have any money. I heard a saying one time that said, the reason they're called stockbrokers is because they are broker than you. It's probably true. So when you're sitting down with these individuals and you're getting an idea of what they can help you with as far as wealth building, try to really find out, are they wealthy? Are you seeking your advice from wealthy people or poor people? And that's nothing against poor people. It's just that if I want to be wealthy, why would I seek my advice from a poor person? Doesn't make sense. Now, you probably know wealthy people. And if you don't, time to start looking for some. So when you are in your local church or your local meetup group or some Rotary club that you're a part of, you probably know the wealthy individuals in there. Those are the people that started businesses. They run the local car wash in your town. They have three of them, right? They have real estate investments. They are wealthy. They always seem to be traveling with their families. They have passive income coming in. They don't look like they have very much debt. They're not buying liabilities. You don't see them driving around in Lamborghinis and stupid things, right? They are smart with their money. You probably know them. And what I would encourage you to do is to take those people out for a cup of coffee. Take them out to lunch and say, John, look, I notice that you have these three businesses. I'm just getting started as a young entrepreneur. I would love to do it correctly. And I'd love to take you out to lunch to learn from you. What mistakes you've made, advice you could give me on your path to building wealth. You see, because bad financial advice can be costly. It can cost you over $20,000 a year, like it cost me by seeking advice from a financial advisor who didn't know anything about actually building wealth. We had an episode here on the channel, which actually was quite controversial, but in the end, it was truthful. And we had a guest on. He's a financial advisor. He's a real estate investor. And the episode is called Why Financial Advisors Don't Want You to Invest in Real Estate. And he told us right on the show, the reason is because they don't make money off of your money when you invest in real estate. If you buy a piece of buy and hold real estate, there's no one in between that transaction. You're buying it from someone who's selling it. The tenant pays you and is not paying a financial advisor. So financial advisors will never encourage you to buy a property. They will maybe point you to real estate stocks, like a REIT, right? When you invest in a REIT, you are three steps removed from actually owning real estate. As Tom Wheelwright, the great CPA, likes to say, why would I invest in a REIT three steps removed from the asset when I can actually buy the asset itself? Makes no sense. It's stupid, quite honestly. So as they point out, these financial advisors will encourage you to invest in a REIT so that you're investing in a stock-based real estate fund, which can go down to $0 in value. So you don't actually own the real estate. You own a piece of stock in a fund that owns real estate. And then if it goes down to $0 in value because some big construction project falls aside, then you're left with nothing. When you buy a piece of property, when you buy a house or you buy a piece of land, that can never go down to $0 in value. Now, there could be some big catastrophe, of course, right? There could be some volcano that explodes, rendering that property worth $1 or something. But that's ridiculous. You buy a property, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and the property burns down, God forbid. You have insurance on it, so it gets rebuilt. Or even if you were boneheaded and didn't get insurance on the property, the land is still worth something. When you invest in a REIT and it goes down to $0 in value, you're out of luck. So when you're getting your financial advice, make sure you're getting your financial advice from wealthy people, people who have done this before. And step back and ask yourself, are they making a ton of money off of my money? So here's a perfect example. Watching a Super Bowl commercial or watching a World Series commercial, NBA playoffs, and you notice Charles Schwab or Fidelity Investments, follow the green line to retirement. They're spending millions of dollars, millions, to have a Super Bowl ad or a World Series ad so that they can attract you to walk into the local office, the branch office, and say, I want you to manage my money. They're spending millions to have you walk in there. Now, then you put your money with those financial advisors, they're making money off of your money while it's sitting in there. And what kind of returns are we talking about? They're having you invest in ETFs or mutual funds. Great, great. Or they're going to manage your 401k plan, which is, you know, my feelings on the 401k plan. So be very aware of where you're getting your information from. Another piece of advice I would say is also your brain is, you know, and think of it as an empty cup. So you're filling your brain up with nonsense if you are hopping around from advice to advice to advice. If you're hanging out in internet forums or you're all over the place, you're going to be getting advice from 80 different sources. So seek your advice from people that have built wealth. People that you would like to emulate. Is there someone that you notice travels the world all the time, has multiple businesses, has cash flow flowing in, but doesn't live lavishly in some ridiculous house with liabilities? Pay attention to those people. Take those people out to lunch and seek their advice. That is how you advance. And another way you advance is from today's sponsor, our friends over at Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creators with more than 25,000 classes in design, in business, and more, like productivity. You want to become a better business leader? Check out their classes on Skillshare. Their premium membership gives you unlimited access, so you can join the classes and communities that are just right for you and your New Year goals. Whether you want to fuel your curiosity, your creativity, or even your career, Skillshare is the perfect place to keep you learning and thriving in 2019. I recently took a class with my friend Gary Vaynerchuk on context in the social media world, the noisy social media world. And one of the things that's so important from this class that I learned from Gary on Skillshare is that context is everything. So exactly what today's episode is talking about, right? Context is everything. If you're getting your advice from a financial advisor who is poor and is just making money off of your money, that's context. So when you're putting something out on social media, context is incredibly important. So when I'm putting stuff out on Instagram or right here on our YouTube channel, I'm trying to provide an overall context for this content. That's why at the beginning of every show, I talk about, look, I left my day job. I've built up a successful portfolio of real estate. I have multiple six and seven figure businesses that I've created. That's context, right? I'm not just some 23-year-old who doesn't know anything about real estate investing. I've been through it. I've had foreclosures. I've had evictions. Context is everything. A great course by Gary Vaynerchuk on Skillshare. And Skillshare is also super affordable. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. You can join more than 7 million creators learning with Skillshare. The first 500 of my subscribers who are listening to this show right now and use the special link in our description below, you're going to get a 2-month free trial. So you can jump in and take a bunch of classes right now for free. Just go into the link below. The first 500 of you that sign up will get that first 2 months for free. And you can check out the Gary Vaynerchuk course and so many others. So right now, go to the description below and click on that link and go over to Skillshare and sign up for your free first 2 months and take advantage of those great classes. Thanks, Skillshare. And thanks to all of you for subscribing and downloading today's episode. We really appreciate it. Now, I want you to go out there and take action, become a real estate investor, because I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. As I mentioned, context is everything. That's how I've done it. So seek your advice from the right people. We'll see you on the next episode, everyone.